morning we've all gathered to pay a lasting tribute to a wonderful woman in our community, Mrs. Becky Israel, of blessed memory. Her Hebrew name was Rivka. She was born on October 8, 1922, and of course she passed away this last week, Wednesday, a couple of days ago, October 3rd. Her parents were Bechor, as he was known, David Solam, as well as her mother, Mazal Tov, Matilda Solam. She was married to Isaac Bendicha Israel, of blessed memory, and she was blessed with three loving and adoring children, Elaine, Sharon, and David Israel, and of course her son who preceded her in passing, Gerald Israel, of blessed memory. She was also blessed with wonderful siblings, loving, adoring siblings who cared for her, and they were all very close, of course, Jean Wilner, Mary Alchek, and Isaac, her brother Isaac Solom, also of blessed memory. This is a very difficult, yet a very joyous time on the Jewish calendar. It's difficult for us as a community because we've lost a dear one. Yet it's a very joyous time because we are smack in the middle of the holiday of Sukkot, where we just have the high holidays. First comes Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, then Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which we just finished last week, and on its heels is the festive and the joyous holiday of Sukkot. And the Bible, not just rabbinic scholars of ancient times, but the Bible mandates that on this day, on these days specifically, from the first day of Sukkot and for 7 days later, we are to be happy and joyful, all of us as a Jewish nation, and of course all of us as a community and our extended family. It's a holiday that we dwell, that we live in temporary huts. They're like little Sukkot, and they're small huts rather, and we eat in there, we have our festive meals for the holiday in there. I'm sure many of you have seen them. They are three or four walls, and on top of them they are covered by greenery, something that grows from the ground that makes a roof. And we move from our permanent residences, kind of, not literally. We have our meals in there. Some people even sleep in them. But we move from our very secure homes into these insecure types of homes, temporary dwellings. And this commemorates the time of the year, the time in our history when the Jewish people left Exodus, when the exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt, and they lived in the wilderness, and they had to put their entire trust and faith that God would provide for them each and every day. As even though we live in brick homes these days or hard wood homes, nonetheless, it's merely an illusion because each and every day we pray that God provides us. The homes that we live in are not indicative of reality. Reality is that we are but flesh and blood. God provides for us, and we pray that He continues to provide for us. Also mandated on these days is that in the event of this unfortunate passing, of an unfortunate passing, which we have in the beautiful life of Becky Israel, we are not allowed to eulogize. We cannot speak at a regular funeral. Everything is suspended on a happy day of today, in deference to the national Jewish holiday of Sukkot, where we are at a crossroads. Do we cry because we've lost someone so dear, or do we rejoice? So we are told, well, it's very difficult to command, to mandate someone to be happy. Very hard to do. But nonetheless, it is symbolic of the holiday at hand, and it, so to speak, in the eyes of the national Jewish world, trumps a very sad event. So we are obligated to pay our respects and to pay a dignified and do a dignified service for this wonderful woman. Nonetheless, a regular eulogy cannot be delivered. And I was speaking yesterday to the family and informing them of this type of scenario that we have, it speaks so highly of her life and her influence on her children, because, and of course, her loving siblings, because not one of them even blinked or budged for a moment. They were steadfast in their faith and steadfast in their traditions, and said, if this is what our Holy Torah tells us to do, this is probably what also Becky would have wanted. She was a simple, and when I say simple, I don't mean without glory and without beautiful demeanor, but simple in the most beautiful way. She was an unassuming individual, and she transmitted to her children and to, I'm sure, all of her friends around her. As she lived her life, I was told she was very traditional with all of the Jewish holidays, devoted not only to her loving husband and to her children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but to her traditions and to her sisters and her brother when he was alive, but also to her community. She volunteered at the synagogue and really was a devoted member among the masses, among all of us. And it's kind of ironic, because it takes someone who is unimposing and unassuming to transmit that kind of feeling to those to whom she leaves behind, to understand our laws so well and to be so willing to abide and fall in step with the tradition. I was asking earlier, and there was a little conversation over here, I don't know if you saw me, but I went to David, I went to Elaine, I went to Jean, I went to Mary, and I said, do you know what time of day? They gave me some statistical information about Becky. We know that she was born October 8th, 1922, and she passed away October 3rd, 2012. And they said yesterday, and I'm sure all her friends and relatives would say, wow, she was almost 90 years old. And the truth of the matter is, though, I did a little research last night, and she was actually born on the Hebrew birthday, her Hebrew birthday, which was, she was born October 8th, 1922, after sunset, which made it the next day, which was really the 17th day of the Hebrew month of Tishri, and the day that she passed away was the 17th day of the month of Tishri. So, in your hearts and in your minds, no, without any equivocation, she lived 90 complete years. She was born, and she died on her Hebrew birthday. So that loving thought should sit on your shoulders, should sit in the background of your mind always, that she had 90 full years. Our tradition tells us there was another individual, and I cannot compare any human being to another human being, because I don't want to diminish one or make one greater, but just so you know, as an education, I'll say this in her memory. We have a tradition also that Moses was born and passed away on his birthday. Again, we don't have that as hard fact, but I think it's a beautiful thought, because it provides tremendous comfort. Not that I would compare any human being to Moses or to any of our forebears or any of our matriarchs or patriarchs. However, I think it's a comforting thought to know that your mother lived and your sister lived for 90 complete years, and that in itself is a great blessing to behold for the rest of your lives. May you all continue to live well with much health and happiness, and have only loving memories of this dear woman, David and Elaine, for your mother, Mary and Jean, for your sister, that life should continue to treat you well, and may her memory serve as a blessing to all who knew and adored her.